just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs Presents Man of Steel. This week is a special private presentation. I'll let Martin tell us a little bit about it.
We're back at another Four Color Fantasies comic shop event out in Ontario, California. They book a theater for the comic book movies for all their fans, have the customers buy tickets. We get a t-shirt, a movie, raffles, all kinds of goodies with it. And we don't have to wait in line. We don't have to wait in line with the other people. Like it's our own private theater, so it's just our 200 fans with us, which is really cool and the way to go.
Granted, I have been here since 2. But still, so a lot of hype coming into this movie. I know you're a big monster Superman fan.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me about your expectations?
I only have one question that I need answered from this whole movie.
If it's how he shaves, I'm going to punch you.
I don't have any questions about this movie.
Was it how to shave?
Yes. I'm so sick of those billboards. I've been driving back and forth to LA for 3 days. And every other mile, there's been a Gillette billboard that says he could fix the 405 in a single leap, but how does he shave? Or, you know, if he was on the 605, there'd be no traffic, but how does he shave? So, like, in my brain, I just need to find out how he shaves.
Growing up, my understanding was, and they even explained it at one time, that he can lower his invulnerability. That's how they take blood samples of him, hair samples, and all that stuff. That's how he had cut his hair when he had the long hair, the whole nine.
And I've seen three references to it. There was one reference to it in the comic books where he actually zapped his hair at one point in time off his face. There was a second in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman on TV, where he went through that same thing. He held up a piece of a mirror or part of the ship or something that he came in and used the vision, bounced it off, and lasered it off. You know, and your laser hair off, it lasts forever, right? So Superman lasers got to be like really good. And then the other one was when he became Superman Blue and he had electric powers, and he did the exact same thing, but he electrocuted himself and the hair fell out. So I mean, like, it's funny to me. That's the most prominent thing that everyone I've talked to is always like, well, I just want to know how he shaves. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was this big, huge campaign, Facebook, billboards, advertisements on TV. And then Gillette didn't even come out with a Superman razor.
Even references to Hancock, where he was using his fingernail to shave off the hair. Do you think with all that hype, they're actually going to show him shaving?
Zack Snyder said at San Diego Comic-Con, there was a question from a fan in the audience, and he said that was one part of the movie that he will not spoil between San Diego Comic-Con and the movie coming out. I'm assuming they addressed it.
Story so far. That would be kind of funny to spend all that effort just to figure out how he shaves.
Yeah. But it sounds like that it was a plan from the beginning. Hey, Gillette wanted in on this. Can you like put something in the movie? Like, let's get this done.
Well, I'm sure they were just looking for sponsors, much like with Walmart and what have you. So, yeah. But I mean, with everything else, though, what do you think? Are we going to see a very good movie, well put together, special effects?
I think we're going to see a very thought out movie. I'm a little concerned about shaky cam. They're doing it was all shot by hand cam and then post converted to 3D. That concerns me a lot about the look of it. I've learned to like the new suit. I wasn't a big fan of it at first, and the underwear being out, so it was a little bit weird.
And we're taking a break. So, real quick update on the you know, professionalism of this theater. We've been let in, sat down, and now we're being kicked out again. So, we will have to come back to this podcast once we get everything squared away. Slowly leading up to what has to be the worst theater experience we've had in a while. We're back from that brief bullshit of intermission.
I even told them. Told the security guard. Are you sure, dude? We're supposed to check in.
We all told them.
What are you doing? Oh, no, they're going to let you in. Why do they never listen? It's always security. Comic-Con, movie theaters.
Because what do we know?
All, yeah.
What do we know? We don't have a rent-a badge.
Seriously. And I just want to be like, you should fire this guy.
So what happened was, we got let into the theater. Everybody sat down. And then security came in and said, no, you guys got to leave and recheck in. So everybody pretty much lost their place in line. They had to fight to get our spots back. And yeah, it was ridiculous. Let's hope this movie is so good that we forget about this debacle.
Yes. Yeah. We went through something similar with Thor. Remember where the theater didn't work? But Core Color Fantasies and Chris, they usually handle it pretty cool. You know, but like, it, you know, you put the event in someone else's hands and it just goes downhill.
I don't know about you guys, but Chris told us we get $3 off the next movie thanks to this debacle.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice to know.
Yeah, and he's still working on it. We got a lot of movies to work on this summer for comic books, but who knows what they're going to do next.
Right. You know, we should all just chip in, FP and Four Color, buy our own theater. You know what? I work at a theater.
Let's just get the license to that thing.
Let's just get that squared away right now. So yeah, there you have it. Big high expectations from this movie. I'm expecting visuals to be outstanding. I've already heard references to Michael Bay coming into this movie that he should have directed it instead of these guys, or that it felt like he directed it. But honestly, it looks like a dead serious story, and it's going to make you forget about Superman Returns.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of hype going into it about, does this spin off to the Justice League movie? Is the new Batman in this movie? You know, we've already figured out Lex Luthor's, Lex Corps in the film, Wayne Enterprises in the film.
So we got a lot of Easter eggs to keep your eye out for.
So we know of all that, and I've been impressed by the internet community that has gone out and seen the screenings, the early Walmart screenings and things like that haven't gone and post those spoilers yet. I've read other spoilers about this movie, and to me, I've read novelizations of Superman stories, and a lot of what they talk about for this film reminds me of the novelizations of the stories, not just the comic books. So that's what I'm intrigued to learn about. I think there'll be some philosophical debates that come out of this film between fans and between new fans. But like you were saying, I hadn't heard that about Michael Bay, but I had heard there's a lot of action-y explosions, big fights, and...
Because what's the point? I mean, that's the one problem we've always had with Superman films. He doesn't fight. There's no actual act. Especially the last film, I mean, it was just boring.
Yeah.
So to hear that about this movie, I'm very excited. My wife is giving me the evil eye. Apparently she didn't like... She loves Superman Returns.
Yes.
But what does she know?
It was a good movie.
Fight me.
It was a good movie for a Superman
but
fan.
But there was no action.
Yeah, it lacked
no
action.
No fighting. After that long of a distance between the last movie and this one, he needed to come back and whip some ass. Especially considering in the comic books he had actually died and then come back. So we needed to see something and we just didn't get it. Not saying that Brandon Root didn't make a good Superman, but still. My favorite thing I've seen online so far is the OxyClean meme, where it shows Superman in this costume, and then after OxyClean, he's in a bright blue costume, all cleaned up and stuff.
Yeah, because they did. It's but it's Zack Snyder. He usually has that like dark tone to his stuff. But he shot this in a completely new style for him, it should be exciting. It should be something to see because Sucker Punch, 300, we saw a lot of similarities in the way that those films were shot. How is this going to work if it's completely new?
And to latch onto the fact that this movie is coming out today, the new 300, Rise of Artesima?
Yeah.
Artesia.
Rise of an Empire.
Rise of the Empire trailer has come out by Zack Snyder, which looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that. And we're still going to see a couple new trailers on this movie.
Hobbit, the Desolation of Smaug is supposed to be playing with this film. And then we're supposed to see a new Pacific Rim or the same Pacific Rim?
I think a new one.
Is it a new Pacific Rim? Guillermo del Toro was at E3 this week and showed a new clip, which was hilarious because it was an old clip.
I'm not watching anything Pacific Rim anymore.
Yeah.
But I've already admitted that I'll be buying the toys.
Yeah.
Especially the Heroclix.
Yeah. The Heroclix looked really cool. Sideshow started dropping hints about their pre-orders. It's going to hurt my bank, but it's going to be nice Christmas for me.
I'm telling you, this is going to be... Pacific Rim is going to be the best movie of the year. But Superman, Man of Steel.
Yeah. So back to this other movie we're supposed to be talking about.
We're very excited to see it. So why don't we go ahead and take a break that we're supposed to take. And we'll come back during the credits of the movie and let you know what we think. Real quick, though, let's describe what's in the grab bag.
Oh.
Because I think something really awesome is in there. I was very impressed with it.
Well, we got two comic books. The All-Star Superman, which was re-released this Saturday as the official Superman Day as part of the 75th anniversary.
Which I'm very impressed with the All-Star Superman. We saw the animation of it. Yeah. The animated version, just impressed with it. I love this series. So.
Yeah, it was a very good version of the Superman story. And then the free comic book day edition of Superman, The Last Son of Krypton, which was a special story.
And Chris had boxes of HeroClix up there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure those are going to get tossed out into the audience. Got our Four Color Fantasies official shirt. I saw a gummy lizard. I got a gummy hot dog.
Gummy hamburger.
And some Oreos.
See, all this wonderful grab bag and a t-shirt. Two great comic books.
And we still got raffles coming up.
We still got raffles coming up. And getting kicked out of the theater. So all that for $28. It's not a bad deal. So... we'll go ahead and take our break, and we'll come back during the credits to let you know what we think saw the movie. Here we are at the end of Man of Steel. What'd you think, Martin?
It was all right.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was good. They included a whole bunch of Superman memorabilia, you know, nostalgia. Woo! But it was too quick and convenient, which I hate to say that because it was a long movie, but it was like, it was just too convenient the whole time.
I thought it was way too much.
Way too much in the explosions and the like destruction of buildings.
Dude, they wiped out Metropolis. Like, I mean, all of Metropolis was pretty much gone. Yeah. It was just a lot to take in, like, from beginning to end, just is this. And when did we start watching Superman Memento? Like, with all the flashbacks
Superman
and everything.
Memento, Superman, The Matrix, Superman. I mean, there were so many other references to movies in there. It was definitely different than other stuff Zack Snyder's made. I'll give him that. The shaky cam 3D thing was stupid. Right? 2D would have been better, I think. But still, too much shaky cam. Yeah.
And pretty much completely rewriting almost everything we know about Superman.
Pretty close, yeah. I mean, like, it was cool that, you know, there was rumors that they weren't going to destroy Krypton. There were rumors about the Phantom Zone. There, you know, all those kinds of things, they kind of answered it. They answered up to those. They did not, however, answer how he shaves.
The running joke throughout the entire movie.
So, I mean, it was, for what it was, it was a really heavy Superman story.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I felt it was too much. Like, there was, it was a lot to take in. I feel like I have to watch the movie again, not just because I want to, but because I need to exactly absorb it all.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, it was heavy.
Yeah, like, I want to go back, I want to watch it on 2D, I kind of want to see where it goes.
And I don't want to see it on 3D again.
Yeah. So, we're reaching close to the end of the credits. I'll have to see how it goes. But, yeah, for the, you know, it was, for what it was cool. But, like, I don't see little kids watching this and being like, yeah, I want to be Superman. I don't see new fans being like, oh, man, yeah, Superman's cool. I see this as, like, it was a dramatic comic book movie. So, yeah, I don't know. I, you know, huge Superman fan. I'll buy it on DVD when it comes out, of course. But I would really like to see, like, a director's cut with some expansion. Maybe not so much focus on, like, you know, you were saying before, we want to see action. We saw action, but I think it was kind of over-the-top action that took away from the rest of the story. And it was like they made the action a heavier, more active part in the movie than the actual story.
Well, you know, I want to see action. I don't want to see end of the world apocalypse in the middle of an origin movie. You know, so it was, like I said, it was very... I can't find any other way to describe it. It's just very heavy.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy movie. It's like, you know, the difference between a McDonald's milkshake and an In-N-Out milkshake.
Yeah.
It's just, it was just a little too much, you know?
Yeah. And it, you know, it's not to say that it was bad. Like, it's not one of those movies where we're rocking out like, what the hell did we just watch? But, like, I feel like I sat down from something like Schindler's List when I'm walking out here. Like, you know, like, whoa, I just watched that kind of movie. And, you know, not to say it's depressing. It was just... it was quick, convenient, but heavy at the same time. Like, you know, making out with Lois. Lois knows who he is. You know, all these kind of things. It was just too quick on all the little story pieces, and then really, like, let's blow up the entire city of Metropolis. Let's...
they kicked Metropolis' ass.
Yeah. I mean, let's destroy Smallville. the ship that they Smallville was completely decimated. That entire, you know, main street of Smallville is completely gone. So it was like part two, this everything getting rebuilt, like...
Right. How do you top this? I mean, you know, seeing how big and bold and destructive this was in action-y, the only other way I can see a sequel coming in is if it was Doomsday.
Yeah, it'd have to be something huge to follow up with it. And that's why, you know, the debate between, which they've already greenlit a Superman sequel, the debate between that, a new Batman movie, a Justice League movie, like, it's almost like you gotta go to Justice League now to, like, relieve us a little bit, let us...
Right. I mean, where we were bored with Superman Returns, no action. They went the exact polar opposite in this way and layered the action on so thick that, you know, I kind of need to step out for a breath of air.
Yeah, and then we'll watch Justice League. It'll be lighter. It'll be Avengers-y. And then we'll come back for Phase 2 of Superman, which will be a little bit less heavy. So
now let's go to the question that I'm sure everyone's curious about. Realism. Did you feel it?
I didn't feel it as much as I thought I was going to. One of the interviews that happened with the production team was that they were going to try and base Superman's abilities more in science. So the radiation from the sun, 33 years of exposure to the yellow sun gave his powers a little bit more control. There was supposed to be more powers, but they seemed like the pretty basic Superman powers that were there. So they try, you know, they kind of hinted towards it, but it really wasn't there. The realism side of it there. The destruction of an entire city, not in the realistic thought that I thought it would be. So, you know.
Let me ask the wife real quick. What did you think, baby?
Crap.
And there you have it.
You know, clearly the dreamy Henry Cavill being in there, that was like, that was supposed to be the thing, kept showing his muscles. You know, thank God no nipples on the super suit.
Big boy. That is a big boy. But you know what? I felt his attitude and his demeanor as Superman, I thought he did a good job.
Yeah,
he had the square jaw, he had the intensity, he had the
emotion.
The emotion, and he just, all around, after 33 years of growing up on Earth, he wanted to help Earth out, you know, and I felt that. So, I don't know. The wife says it sucked. I think it was awesome, personally. I really want to watch it again out of 3D, and, you know, and take a breath and take a look around. But yeah, that's just as me.
Yeah, it's a different story than you were expecting. But I think fans will appreciate some of it. There will be a lot of things in there, but I don't think it's going to pull the new fans they were hoping for.
And they just completely said, screw Superboy.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Superboy references, nothing to, you know, is his...
adventure.
His teens, you know, growing up in Smallville, anything like that, nothing. And to throw, I was surprised they even mentioned him being at the Daily Bugle. You know, with the way the movie was going, I was like, is he even going to bother being a reporter? What's the point now?
Well, what's the point of donning glasses if everybody knows you're Clark Kent?
Right.
Everybody in the movie, Lois calling him Clark the entire movie. What the hell was that about? Like, can you have some shred of, like, discrepancy in there? I don't know. It was too much. It was the Sam Raimi Spider-Man thing. Like, everybody knows you're Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Come on. So, you know. And then no comedic, like, light to it either.
No breath of air.
Yeah, it was, like, the very end, there was one statement at the end from Lois, welcome to the planet. You know, like, that was funny. The rest of it was heavy. It was not a lot of comedy or things like that. So.
One thing I did notice, and this has got to be the most we've ever seen of Krypton and life on Krypton and backstory, the whole nine. I did like the technology. It was very organic. But it was a lot of Krypton on there.
Yeah, and it was a futuristic Krypton with a little bit of like a caveman. Like, you know, they're riding animals and
it was very Avatar.
In, like, mountainous, yeah, Avatar kind
or,
of.
Or John Carter.
So it was an interesting alien planet. But I thought they did a really good job with Krypton. The look, the style was there. It was interesting to see how it exploded, the way they did that effect. And I'm glad that they exploded it. I thought it was going to be the rumor saying that Krypton survived and like his planet's still out
and
there.
And I saw no opportunity for Kandor.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, they sent two humans into the Phantom Zone, and or however many humans were left on the plane. And so yeah.
Now, what did you think of Russell Crowe?
I liked him. I think he was a lot less dramatic than his role in Les Miserables, for sure, which was cool. And I think he carried the attitude that Jor-El needed for the scenes with Zod, for the scenes with the council. He seemed a little short with his wife, but it was cool how he carried himself. Now, when he interacted with Kal-El, it did not seem fatherly so much.
You didn't think so?
There was this, I'm going to guide you, I'm going to give you information, but it wasn't the compassion or things you see from a father.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I guess I can see that.
I mean, he needed more time with him. That's what it was really quick. Like, all of a sudden, you're Superman, here's your suit. So,
I do find it ironic that, you know, everyone was complaining that the suit wasn't wearing any underwear or anything, when technically he was wearing the Superman Kryptonite long johns. Because it was the Under Armour, the clothes they wore underneath the armor and everything, so
yeah. The
entire outfit was underwear. So.
Yeah, technically. So, it was, like I said, it was cool, but it was too heavy, it was too much, I think, for Superman's resurgence.
Definitely taking us very much on the same road as the new Star Trek, in a total new vein of what we're going to see with this series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas... like. The original Star Trek, we had talked about this before, not as action-y, a lot more science-y, but the new movies are very action-y and blow up.
And quick and fast-paced and right rushing through.
And so here we are again with the same thing, you know, the Superman story, intermixing the story and back history with action, violence, and killing and apocalypse. So, very big foreshadowing of what we can expect to see from future movies. I think.
So what is your take? Do you think this is going to fund they already made their money back from merchandising before the movie even premiered. But is this going to be enough to merit a Justice League movie, to merit a Superman sequel? Is this going to push us forward? I don't feel the same Marvel gusto that's coming from this.
I think there's a difference between whether I want it to or whether it will.
Yeah.
I think definitely it will. Whether I want it to or not, I don't know yet. But I think, yeah, it's already made the money. They're already banking on it. Henry Cavill's already signed up. He's good to go. So, and he said, you know, we have to do a sequel to this before we won the Justice League, which gives DC time to flare up the rest of the members of the Justice League in their own individual movies, i.e. Wonder Woman, Flash, and Green Arrows, and so on. So I'm sure we can expect Henry Cavill to move forward.
Yeah, I see DC saying we made way too much money off this not to go forward.
Right.
But I think that's the wrong attitude towards it. So personally, at this moment, I'm not ready for it to like split off and let's get a DC movie next year. And you know, Justice League was scheduled; they're slated for 2015. It'll be cool, and people will go see it because there's going to be a ton of superheroes in it, and that's how they'll make their money. But I don't see it as like a positive way to do the story, in my opinion, as a comic book fan. Money-wise, business-wise, hell yeah. Let's do it. Let's, you know, roll cameras.
Right. I mean, they're...
I don't care what story you tell. Put Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman on a screen. It's sold. You made your money back.
Money talks, bullshit walks. So yep. We'll see how it goes. Well, there you have it, a wrap-up. We're very indecisive about whether or not we like the movie. But I think we both can agree that another viewing may help it. So there you have it, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. What are we seeing
next
week?
How does he shave? Sorry, I'm still stuck on that. Next week, we are doing a double feature. The coolest one of the summer, Monsters University and World War Z.
Wow.
That's going to be an emotional night for us.
Can I say I had a better time last night at This Is the End?
Yes, we can.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week.